Biblical and Prophecies, the Book of Revelations, Chapter 8.
Well, hello. I'm Doyle Davidson. I am grateful to be a part of this exercise, Ministry, Revelation, along with Kathy D. Kathy D is a prophetess. I'm a prophet and an apostle. We minister together on television, on live stream, on Roku, on Apple television, and YouTube, shortwave, and other devices. I'd like to pray for this ministry of this chapter by Kathy D. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that Jesus Christ is Lord of my spirit and my soul and my body. I thank you that Jesus Christ is Lord of Kathy D's spirit, soul, and body. I thank you that Jesus Christ is Lord of Kathy D's spirit, soul, and body. I pray again, Jesus is Lord of Kathy D's spirit, soul, and body. I pray again that Jesus Christ is Lord of Kathy D's spirit, soul, and body. I pray for myself that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my spirit, body, and soul. I pray again that Jesus Christ is Lord of my spirit, body, and soul. I pray that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, body, and soul. I pray again that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, body, and soul. I pray that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, body, and soul. Kathy D.
Amen. Chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And a third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burned up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And a third part of the sea became blood, and a third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon a third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And a fourth angel sounded, and a third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, so that as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. End of chapter 8.
I must say what Kathy D just spoke to you by the Spirit of God is the judgment of God taking place upon earth where we live. Thank you.